It's time for today's daily devotional, and we're going to stick around in the Love Out Loud series that we've been talking about. And actually, today we're going to kind of focus on love that serves. Scripture comes from Matthew 23:11. And this is something I was thinking about over the weekend in a discussion that we were having. Scripture says that the greatest among you will be your servant. And, you know, when we think about love and our minds often tend to wander over to that whole thing about feelings and words and grand gestures. But Jesus reminds us that true greatness and true love is really found in serving. And serving doesn't always mean these big, huge, grand acts or these life-changing sacrifices. Often it's found in the small, in the quiet ways that we tend to show up for one another. So many people stepped up last year to serve during the hurricane in one form or another. And after we all went back to, I don't know, semi-normal, sometimes I wonder what happened to those days. A group of friends of mine were actually headed to Savannah this weekend. On the way back, we were making some conversation, some light conversation, and we were discussing some of the things we're going to do for the holidays. And I think I'd mentioned this to you before that Natalie and I had discussed last year after we had Christmas that it would really be better if rather than buying a whole bunch of gifts for everybody, maybe we just draw a name and then take those funds and purchase or donate that money to a nursing home. And that primarily comes from the fact that Natalie's been working in nursing home environment since she was, I don't know, 15 or so. She started working in the hospital at 7th grade, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, so now that she's an RN and working in the hospital, she doesn't really care for that. So she will be returning to hospice care very soon. But when we were discussing this last year, because she knows what a great need our elderly people had, she came up with the idea that we would instead just give our money into one big pool, and then we take that pool and purchase the supplies for the nursing homes. And then rather than giving each other a whole bunch of gifts, because nobody needs all those gifts. Like, we have way more than we could ever be thankful for at this point. And right here in Applin County, we have a way you can serve as well. We have the Applin Hope Center, and they always need help, whether it's serving food on a weekly basis or funds to purchase food. The number of people they currently serve is incredible. And that all came to be after the snowstorm of 2025. But they always need help with food and serving. And Love Out Loud looks like that. It looks like doing these nice gestures for other people. Or maybe even just doing simple things like doing the dishes and folding laundry without having to be asked. Or visiting someone who's lonely. Maybe somebody who doesn't have anybody. Maybe your neighbor is a widow, a widower, and maybe they have nobody. Maybe their kids don't come to visit. Loving Out Loud is taking the time out of your busy schedule and going by to say hello and just checking in. Maybe you're holding the door for a stranger with a smile. Maybe they needed your smile in that exact moment. Maybe they're going through something really tough and they don't know how to handle it. But maybe in just that brief moment that you smiled at them, they felt like they mattered and they were important. It's letting someone go ahead of you in the checkout line. I'm notorious for this because I don't buy like one thing in the grocery store. You can rest assured there's a cart. And I always feel so bad. I always suggest to the person behind me, why don't you just go ahead of me? You can offer to babysit for a tired parent. Maybe you know somebody who's recently had a newborn, who has a newborn in their house. And I got to tell you, being a parent's tiring. We all know that. So that would be a grand gesture for them. Or just bringing a meal to somebody who's recovering from surgery. A handwritten note of encouragement. I know we have the pay it forward thing where you're paying for the person behind you in line or however you want to do it. Or maybe you're praying with someone who is carrying a heavy burden. Maybe you know that they're carrying this burden. You want to be able to help that person, but you just can't. So maybe you take time and you pray for that person. And volunteering your time at church or even in the community, great ways. These simple acts, they feel kind of small when you hear them. Like they sound kind of small. But in the kingdom of God, nothing done in love is wasted. And Jesus modeled this for us when he washed his disciples' feet. The task of a servant. He, the Son of God, bent low to serve because love never exalts itself. It humbles itself. And when we serve, we reflect his heart. Here's the beauty in that. When we serve other people, we also shift our own perspective because serving takes the focus off of us. our problems, and our frustrations. It opens up our eyes to the needs that are around us. It fills us with purpose, and it spreads joy. It multiplies. So ask yourself the question today, where in my daily life can I choose to serve others in a small but meaningful way? I guarantee you, you can find at least one. As we go to you in prayer today, Jesus, thank you for showing us that real love serves, and teach us to see the opportunities that you place in front of us each day and to love out loud through simple acts of kindness. May our serving not be about recognition, but about reflecting your heart. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.